Last time we started outcome 2.1, describe the big story of the whole Bible with Jesus at the center of God's plan of salvation. We looked at an overview of the Bible and the different categories in which the books fall in the Old and New Testament. And in starting working through the Old Testament overview, we ended with the book of Joshua. Now we continue from the book of Judges. The book of Judges describes how once Israel was an established nation, it began a disastrous cycle of abandoning God and falling captive to oppressive nations. Once again, they found themselves crying out to God for help and to be rescued. Despite their disobedience, God saved his people again and again using heroes called judges, who provided counsel and leadership to the people of Israel and delivered them from their oppressors. Up until that point, Israel had not had an earthly king like the nations around them. God did not want them to have a king, and instead encouraged them to lean on him as their ruler and king. However, despite his warning that a king would only lead to oppression and mistreatment, the people of Israel demanded a king, and the Lord obliged. The books of 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, and 1 and 2 Chronicles cover the kings of Israel, including Israel's first king, Saul, and Israel's greatest king, David. Under the reign of David and his son Solomon, Israel reached its peak of power and prosperity. However, at the end of Solomon's reign, the downfall of Israel began. The once great nation of Israel split into two kingdoms, Judah in the south and Israel in the north. It was also during this time that the temple, which was established during Solomon's reign, was destroyed. The largest volume of the Old Testament consists of the writings of the prophets, who were those who were anointed by God to give warnings and future prophecy to the people of Israel. These warnings were often the consequences the Israelites would face if they continued to sin against God and against one another. The Old Testament has two major sections for these prophets, namely the major prophets and the minor prophets. By the way, the term major and minor prophets does not mean that some prophets were more important than others, but instead it refers to the length of the book. God used the prophets to lead the Israelites away from sin and back on the path of righteousness. Many of them predicted and foresaw the coming Messiah, which means anointed one, who was prophesied to be the long-awaited savior of the Jewish people. So the Old Testament is really a story of God's redemptive plan to eliminate sin and death and restore all of humanity to himself. However, because of man's inability to follow the law, much of the Old Testament showcases how the Israelites continually fall back into sin and oppression. Kitron says, throughout the Old Testament, we see that the Israelites are in need of a savior. And by the end, we are left in suspense, anticipating the coming of the promised Messiah, the one who will free the Israelites from captivity once and for all and set up a new kingdom from which he will reign and rule. After the book of Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament, the prophets grow silent. Between the Old and New Testament, there is a time lapse of 400 years where God is silent. and did not send any prophets to speak to his people. Many scholars refer to this period of time as the intertestamental period. However, during those years, the Israelites continued to hold on to the promise that God would one day send a Savior, the Messiah. Throughout the Old Testament, several prophets foretold the coming of the Messiah. We will look at those messianic prophecies in the next recording as we continue with this outcome.